Okay, so now this is very important. The guys must have seen this video of me talking about this in 2021. We had a discussion early 2021, and this is an excerpt from that discussion where I told people about the question that came to mind many years ago, and that question was, "What is the first thing you must know in order to win a war?" And basically, everybody said, "You must know yourself," which is not the first thing to know in order to win a war. And then they would say, "You must know your enemy," which you must know. You must know yourself and your enemy, and that's what this webinar is about: knowing yourself, and knowing your enemy also. But that's not the first thing. Okay, so the first thing you must know, the answer to the question, "What is the first thing you must know in order to win a war?" is that you are in a war. Okay, that's the first thing you need to know. And although everyone says you must know yourself and you must know your enemy, the question is, how many really know themselves and know the enemy? And in my experience, I think very few people really know themselves to a level that's required in order to win this war. And many people don't even know the enemy. Many people don't know who the enemy is. And that's why, and they don't really care also. A lot of people don't care about who the enemy is. So that's why a lot of them get, decimated, get disempowered and harmed, by the enemy. So somebody said this. He said the most important thing to know about living in the 21st century is that humans are now hackable animals. To hack a human being means to understand that a you to me, listen to this, to hack a human being means to understand that human better than he or she understands themselves. This is exactly how he said it, which was never possible in history before on a massive scale. I'm just going to repeat that. And these are his exact words. To hack a human being means to understand that human better than he or she understands themselves, which was never possible in history before on a massive scale. Now, this is crazy stuff, right? So who said this?
He is the one who famously has said that governments and corporations now have the ability to hack humans.
Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough. And nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people.
That the future of humanity is for us to become something different than human. That souls and free will are something that need to be eliminated.
We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. Humans are now hackable animals. The whole idea that humans have, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
People could look back in 100 years and identify the coronavirus epidemic as the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin, which I think is maybe the most important development of the 21st century.
So this guy is actually an Israeli public intellectual, historian, professor in the Department of History at Hebrew University, Jerusalem. He's author of these books, and he's writing a children's book now also, a book for children. And you may have seen my video that I put out earlier today, to create awareness for this webinar, where he is writing this book, and he's a communist, atheist, transhumanist, homosexual. Communist, I mean, and this guy is writing a book to tell children how to live their lives. I mean, that is dystopia on the horizon. So now for a very important question, how does one lead oneself and others, if necessary, through this unfolding dystopic nightmare?